begging the question actually means.
Oh, the phrase begging the question?
Yeah.
Yes, I do know what that means.
God, I've heard it a million times. I make a living as a writer.
I know. That's the amazing
thing.
This is why
I'm embarrassed here every week.
Answering your own question.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. Yeah, circular reasoning.
Thank you.
Good one.
Got my dollar back from calculus.
I don't have a big vocabulary, but I have the best friend in the world. We go from town to town like roustabouts. We're carnies. We follow the carnies. Hey, is there room on your midway for us? What do you do? What do you do, son? Well, I don't do anything. But my friend here, Radio Boy, he can define almost any word in the dictionary.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, so Andy should know this word from his movie making and TV making.
Yes.
Oh, I've never been more frightened in my life.
Yes.
Sfumato.
What?
S-F-U-M-O-T-O. Sfumato.
Sfumato?
S-F Sfumato. Like S- Sam S- Frank?
S- Sam Frank. M.
Sfumato.
Michael. Oscar.
Wait,
Thomas,
is it an anagram? Does it stand? Is it a time of day? Like, is it a lighting? Is it a time of day when the lighting is a certain way?
Oh, I gave you too much of a clue.
I don't know.
It's an Italian word from the Renaissance.
Oh, it's the
they had the big breakthrough in representation.
The golden period of the day.
Nope.
I don't know, and that's a clue. It's an Italian word. And it dates back to the Renaissance. That's supposed to be a clue.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I say I've heard clues before? People have been giving me clues my whole life. Yeah. That's a stupid clue.
Well, here's clue. Its brother. Its brother is called chiaroscuro.
Oh,
it's a type. Oh, it's some sort of arty sort of. It's a type of statue. It's a type of.
Fumato's special, though.
Yeah, it's
Fumato's
special.
Fumato's a very special.
Just hang up on this guy.
It's
special.
It's not
hang
in
up.
English.
Doesn't matter. Hang up. Just hang up.
Did we
that
specify
guy drives me crazy.
That we need words in English?
It doesn't matter. It's so over with me. I'm so over this guy. It's over. Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, have you ever heard of Scrod?
Scrod?
Of course, Scrod. Yes.
You make me laugh. You don't think Radio Boys heard of Scrod?
We've all heard of Scrod. Have you not heard of Scrod?
I don't know what Scrod is.
But do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's a fish. It's a kind of fish.
No.
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 Well, what is it?
Well, it's a fish, sure, but...
Yeah, it is a fish.
It's just Scrod?
Wait a minute. How can you say no and then say it's a fish, sure? I think...
Yes, it's a fish, but what fish is it?
Ma'am, you owe Radio Boy an apology.
What fish is Scrod?
I believe it's a Scrod fish.
It's a relative of the crappy.
No.
No, it's a lobster.
No, it's cod or haddock.
Yeah, it's a cod or haddock.
It's not a fish. It's cod or haddock.
Yeah, well, you must
really?
Be right. Yeah.
Scrod is a catch-all term for cod or haddock.
Ma'am, you've made Radio Boy. You've embarrassed Radio Boy.
Interesting. Oh, I see. So if you prepare cod or haddock in a certain way, it becomes Scrod.
Correct.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
How do you like that?
I can promise you this. Radio Boy will never forget it. You can ask Radio Boy next week about Scrod.
My heart is warmed. Thank you.
I never knew that. Thank you.
Thank you all.
I love that. Let's keep going. How much money you got left?
I got $3.
$3, right. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I see.
Hi, you're on the air. Turn down your radio.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
The word is neoliberalism.
Oh,
can you actually define it?
Oh,
yeah, just
come
actually
on.
Define it, Ken. Actually define it.
You've heard of it.
Well,
but do you know what it is?
It's neoliberalism. Okay, it's liberalism it's a form of liberalism that dates to the start of the Cold War, to the 40s, right?
No, that's a description but not a definition.
It's a neoliberal. What is a neoliberal?
It's militaristic liberalism like Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton.
Now I'm going to say no on that one.
Yeah, I can't give you that one, Radio Boy.
No? Okay.
Yeah, give me a dollar.
Go ahead.
Give me a dollar. That's all I want is a dollar.
Go ahead and define it.
No, that doesn't matter. No one cares.
Yeah, it's people who believe, like, smaller government, that the market should control everything. More, it's counterintuitive, but it's like a cross between liberal in terms of
It's liberal and libertarian, sort of, if they got married and had a bastard baby.
Old school republicanism,
yeah,
in other words.
There it is.
Okay,
thanks very much. It's Rockefeller was a neoliberal. Thanks, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either. The show's almost over.
All right, I got a word. It's Priable.
Priable?
Priable? What seems,
yeah,
it seems so obvious.
F-R-I.
Oh, Friable.
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 Well, Friable, well, that seems so obvious, right?
Something that can be fried.
Something that you are able to fry. Give me a dollar.
Ah.
Like cod.
Give
or
me a
haddock.
Dollar. Or scrad.
Or scrod.
Give me a dollar.
No.
Give me a dollar.
No, we both knew that.
Just hang up on this guy before he corrects us.
Thanks, caller.
That's how you get 100 on every test.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County.
Another great show, Ken.
Thank you, Andy.
No, thank you, brother. I couldn't have done it without you.
At 91.9 91 FM.
Point, what is it?
Online at WFMU.
Yeah, we're online also.
Who would you like to thank, Andy? Anybody? I'm thinking of a name.
Well, Jeremiah's always...
There you go. Well done.
Jeremiah's always on our... He's a vital member of our team.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Anybody else you want to thank, Andy? I'm thinking of another name. It's somebody of the female persuasion that's not your bucket. Can you think of anybody? President Pam. You've gone strangely silent.
President Pan.
What's going on with you?
I've moved on now. Okay. Show's over.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned for 21 Lounge.
My life now is now restarted.
With Don Fleming.
Yeah, with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. When we kiss, when we sigh, they call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2100 21 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. We have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, Chillin. Hey, welcome back to part two of the Artie Sachs Show, Tradewinds Hotel. We done lots of things during this last hour. Nice to have you aboard for the second show. Thank you. Now I'd like to go back and do a medley of big band tunes.
That's a groovy thing. Using terms like groovy and all that, that's what the hippies are doing, you know. See, when hippies get married, they don't throw a shower for the bride, they give her one.
I don't get that.
You don't get that when they give her a shower. They give her a shower.
Oh,
you,
they bathe.
They bathe her. That's the old hippie story. I saw a hippie walking down the street with a cigar box under his arm. And I says, "Hey, baby, what brand are you smoking?" He says, "I ain't smoking, I'm moving, honey." That's all I got. When you came here, you thought marijuana is the opposite of Mary don't wanna. Hey, all right, here it goes. One more time, Helen. What'd the rooster say when the hen house caught on fire? "Let's get the flock out of here." Right, you don't understand that. You gotta explain everything to you. In room 106, you're gonna explain to me. You're doing real good. Here it is, a big band medley, starting out with Opus Number One, or Oops. Thank you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to 21 Lounge on WFMU on the first night of Hellraiser. We just heard Artie Sachs Collier from his album If I Were a Rich Man on Art Records. He started off there with his opening monologue and a little comedy, a little hippie comedy for you. And then he launched into this amazing big band medley with Opus One, So Rare, Big Noise from Winnetta, and The 1 o'clock Jump. The crazy thing about this guy is he plays everything at once. He plays the sax, the organ, and the bass with his foot pedals at the same time. Simultaneously, no gimmicks. And that was recorded live in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And came out in 1969 on Art Records. And before that, we opened, as usual, with Don Hayes doing his Mr. Lucky theme. I am joined tonight in the studio by Joe Magasco of Surface Noise. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Don. Thanks for inviting me in tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for showing up.
Oh, man, what a pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to be in the 21 Lounge.
I know. Well, you're my first guest, as it should be, because you kind of launched this whole thing. You brought me onto your show, which was like a couple of years ago now, probably.
I guess so, yeah.
And had me play some of this stuff, and just one thing led to another, and now look at me.
You made it, kid.
I made it with my lounge show.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's something that I was really hoping would happen, and it happened.
Yeah, so many thanks. And
pleasure.
So tonight, I've been waiting to feature this album. It's a band called Museum from Pennsylvania, and happens to include Joe's uncle Matt is the keyboard player and the arranger of all the music. And so I just wanted to start, before we play any music, just to set the stage a little bit and tell us, Joe, about the family history of it. I know it was your great-grandfather, really, that got this whole ball rolling up there in coal country, right?
Yeah, well, for all I know, it even goes older than that. But the one I know about is my great-granddad, Matt Masser. He had an orchestra, the Matt Masser Orchestra, back in the 30s. And they would play for, of course, the coal miners, because that was the region I lived in. Yeah. Anthracite coal was king. And every weekend when they were done mining, they would go and try to have a good time. And so my great-granddad's orchestra was there to play the polkas and the oboreks and all those things for the miners.
So accordion music.
There was there were accordions in there, but there were also, you know, fiddles and rhythm section and, yeah, good stuff.
And so then your dad and his brother Matt both became musicians for really their whole careers in the area mostly, but traveled a lot as musicians.
Sure, yeah.
Your dad was much older and kind of led the way, it seems like. And then,
yeah, almost like a second father to my uncle. They were separated by something like 13 years.
Wow.
So, my father was a pretty gifted musician. And he kind of took my uncle under his wing, as brothers will, I guess. And my uncle learned a lot of things from my dad on how to be a musician. And at a very young age, was playing with bands. Well, both of them, actually. My uncle was already playing out with groups in preteen years.
Well, yeah, he started as a 13-year-old, it looks like, with the Happy Cavaliers, where he played played accordion with them.
Sure.
There's a photo that showed up of them playing the Russian Club in Coaldale, Pennsylvania, which I looked up, and it looks like it's still there.
It's so amazing.
So, yeah, they both just had this life of music and playing really mostly locally and, a group of friends, and they all knew each other. And I know Matt would fill in for your dad sometimes in his band.
Sure. Yeah, they started out with the accordion and with polkas, and my dad made some polka albums. And then gradually, as time moved forward and the polka became sort of less popular as the 60s rolled on, they moved into popular music and covering popular music and playing in lounges, which is where the show lives.
And I think we want to sort of, you know, again, Matt was in a lot of bands, but he ended up in this band Museum, and you were telling me earlier he wasn't actually one of the original members.
Yeah, I just found this out today, actually. The original Museum was a Wilkes-Barre-based band. Wilkes-Barre, a town about 30 miles from my hometown of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And Museum began there in about 1970. They cut a record. There's a 45 you can find by that museum. By the time, I guess, 1977 rolled around, the core group had shed a couple members, and that's when my uncle joined, along with his compadre, Brian Marusak. And so these guys joined sort of the new Museum, and that's where the group really began to take off.
Yeah,
and they started to really pack the lounges in the region, and eventually got the scratch together to put together their own album.
To make this album that we're going to hear. And Brian was the main singer at this point, right? And he really had that, as you'll hear, he's got this amazing high voice that can pull off this stuff, you know? And so we should probably, we'll keep talking about them, but let's play an example. And I'm going to play, I kind of announced this for the Hellraiser, I wanted to do a month of medleys. And that doesn't mean every song's going to be a medley, but I wanted to feature a lot of medleys throughout the month. And these guys were one of these bands that they did a lot of medleys, and there's two on this album. The first one we'll hear is a bit shorter, and the second one is epic. It's the whole side of the B-side of the record. But this first one is a medley of songs by the Four Seasons. And again, Brian just really has the voice for this. And so I think, you know, we'll start with that. And again, it features your Uncle Matt's keyboard work, and these are all his arrangements as well.
Yeah, he became kind of the de facto main guy in the group musically, putting together the arrangements, and was really a guy for the show. He wanted the show to be impressive.
All right, so let's give this a listen. It's a medley of I won't announce them yet, so they're surprises as they come up, but a little medley of songs by the Four Seasons done by Museum.
Ooh. Summer's morn, they call her.
Well, welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we're listening to Museum.
Yes, recorded in 1978-79.
And that was their Four Seasons medley with Walk Like a Man, Big Girls Don't Cry, and Dawn.
And as you said, they did pretty much every bit of those songs.
Yeah, some bands do that. Some bands do really short little, just a verse or so, and then other bands like to do most of the song, and they definitely like to do most of the song.
Yes, sure did.
And this really featured those harmonies they have that they're really strong at. And who are all the guys?
Yeah, well, we had a whole bunch of vocalists on this record. We got Wayne Bevan, Ron Edwards. Those guys are doing vocals and percussion, so those guys are just vocalists. We got Brian Marusak on guitars and vocals, and Don Sennett, bass player, on vocals. So my uncle did not sing. He was not a singer.
He was kind of the only one, maybe, that wasn't singing.
Yeah, he and the drummer just did their thing. But yeah, all those guys combining their voices and really nailing it, I think.
And for those of you that are looking at the playlist and joining us there, if you look at the album cover, that's Matt on the far right-hand corner, the only one wearing sunglasses, the cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. My uncle's cool.
And they're like at a creek there. That's like a typical Pennsylvania looking creek.
I kind of
do you even know where that is?
Yeah, I think it's in Tresco, which is the village that my uncle comes from.
Wow.
Which is not too far from Hazleton.
See, you don't get this level of detail with Lounge Records except at WFMU.
There you go.
In fact, let me go ahead and just get this out of the way.
Yeah, go for it.
Tonight is the first evening of WFMU's annual Hellraiser fundraiser. And WFMU lost its community service grant this past July, along with hundreds of other public media stations. It was a $200,000 a year fund, which covered about 8% of the station's annual operating budget. So now we need your help to meet that, the usual end of year goals, and close this 8% gap. So you could click on the Pledge Now widget at the top of the 21 Lounge playlist page or on FMU's homepage. Pledge and pick up some cool swag in return. And the Hellraiser is mostly silent on air, and this is the only time I'll bring it up tonight. Those of you on the mailing list should have received Michelle's Hellraiser handout, which gets into the dispiteous details of it all and suggests other clever ways that you can help us. And a big thank you to everyone who donated already to the 21 Lounge. Keep freeform lounge music on the air,
yes.
People. Okay, so coming up next, we have the big one.
The big one.
The big medley.
Yeah.
And I oversold this, I realized, when I said it was a disco epic. It does end up in the disco world, but it starts out not so much there at all, because it's the songs of the Bee Gees.
Let me ask you, is it common to combine 60s Bee Gees songs with 70s Bee Gees songs in a medley?
Not so much, yeah. Although I may have seen it one other time, and there are people who do Bee Gees medleys, but yeah, it's often one or the other.
Right.
And it's often the disco stuff. So this was, yeah, they kind of really...
Bold choice.
Yeah, it was a bold choice, but it all works together very well. Again, I'm not going to even post on this one what the songs are, so it just is a surprise as they go along. And yeah, this is epic. It's the whole side of the record.
As it says on the record cover, there ain't nothing stopping us now.
Yep. And I also like they have a catchphrase on the record. Oh yeah, that's it. There ain't nothing stopping us now.
And
it's from the It's Gonna Take Forever album.
That's right. It's Gonna Take Forever was the name of the record.
And, you know, we're gonna let this rip and then we'll be back to talk it through a little bit.
And have a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know, and we'll get into this, but we know that these guys did this live. They did this entire thing as a live piece, so they most likely knew it pretty well when they hit the studio.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to mention this, and you know, we haven't gotten too deep into this, of like the life of these guys who played these kind of lounge bands. And it was pretty special to go to the studio. Like, you played all the time, but to go to the studio and make a record was kind of a big thing. And so I think, you know, you really put a lot into it, and you could tell with these guys, they were well practiced and ready for this moment.
Yes, they were well oiled for this. I assume that this medley was the blockbuster at their shows.
Yeah.
And so when they did the album, they thought, oh, we got to do it. They probably decided we have to put it on there.
Yep. So here we go. with Museum and their Bee Gees medley.
In the event of something happening to me, there is something I would like you all to see. It's just a photograph of someone that I knew. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know? Go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I keep straining my ears to hear a sound. Maybe someone is digging underground. Or have they given up and all gone home to bed? Once existed, must be dead. Have you seen my wife, Mr. Jones? Do you know what it's like on the outside? Don't go talking too loud, you'll cause a landslide, Mr. Jones. I hope the
which started the whole world crying. But I didn't see that the joke was on me. Things that I said.
you're a disguise. And if there's somebody believes what you say, then all your jive talking just gets in your way. Yeah, 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 jive talking, you're telling me lies, yeah. Good loving, you wear a disguise. And if there's somebody believes what you say, then all your jive talking just gets in.
That was epic.
Master of the squiggly synth there.
Yeah, that was some really good comments on the board. Thank you. Yeah, good squiggly synths. And also, Steven, I like, who said, well done. If I walked into a lounge and heard this band doing this medley, I'd be shoveling tins into the tip jar. Yeah, that was really nice.
So we run it down, we heard what?
Well, I'll run down the songs, but we just discovered as we were listening that they got it wrong on the album cover.
Yes, they did screw it up.
They started with New York Mining Disaster, went into Holiday, then into I Can't See Nobody, then I Started a Joke, into Massachusetts, and then it was Nights on Broadway and into Jive Talking, but they have those last two listed the other way around on the album here.
Yeah, and live. We have a live version of this on an old tape, and they do it the same order as you heard there.
Yeah, so that was the correct order. They just got it wrong on the... Sometimes on these records, you know, something slips up. In fact, I was also noting that on the label... The album title is just Gonna Take Forever, not It's Gonna Take Forever.
Yeah, so, you know, things could get a little slippy on these
TKO
things.
Productions was the label.
Yep.
Seems to be the one and only TKO Productions.
I'm afraid so. But, yeah, that really packed him in at places like Dino's Lounge and the Highlight Lounge.
Yeah,
over in that area.
Well, these guys were a big draw, right? And
they were.
You know, and also opened for people.
Yeah, they opened for people like Tommy James and Herman's Hermits and Grassroots. You know, groups that were kind of at the tail end of their careers, perhaps. But
coming through town, playing Scranton or whatever.
Playing Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, you know.
Yeah.
Kingston.
No, that was fabulous. This is one of the, and Irwin mentioned this on the board too. It's like a really well produced record. It sounds good. It's very well engineered.
Yeah, recorded at a place called Helfrich Recording Labs in Allentown, PA, and Pete Helfrich was the owner and operator there.
Wow.
So
I
think he really kind of knew what he was doing over there.
So we got a little bit more time here, and the next thing I want to play for you is something that Matt and I have been... I mean, Joe and I, sorry, have been...
That's Matt. Okay. Matt's my middle name, so
right.
It's okay.
That's right. Yeah. But Joe and I have been working for quite a while now.
A
couple of years on all these tapes that he has in his possession from his dad, a lot of his dad's shows, live shows. And we've transferred at least 20, I don't know the total count.
I think so, yeah, something like that.
And, you know, hope to be bringing you some of those down the line, but we haven't quite finished, we've really just finished transferring them. They were mostly recorded on 8-track tapes. And within that collection, there were a handful of museum tapes. There were 3 in particular.
Yep.
One was outtakes from the album, or just same songs but different mixes or something. And then 2 were live shows, one from 1977 that was a Christmas show, and then the one we're going to play for you, 2 songs from it, is from 1978. We don't know where it's from.
No.
There's nothing on the tape, and when I post it on the board, you'll see it's recorded on a truck stop tape with a go-go dancer on the front. And who is it recorded over?
It's recorded over a Phoebe Snow album.
Right, so it looks good. It looks really good. And then they've pasted Museum on the edge of it.
Yeah.
Or just taped it on. So we're going to play a couple songs from that. And these are ones that, yeah, we've transferred. I did a little work on them to try to make them sound a little better. And but they actually, as you'll hear, it's a fairly good mix. Mm-hmm. Considering it's just two mics. It's just two mics and an 8-track machine.
Yeah.
So
picture yourself in the lounge listening to this band.
Yeah, we're going to take it to the lounge. We're not sure which one this one is. It doesn't say on there, although on the tape they say, tomorrow we'll see you at Dino's, which was another one mm-hmm. of the favorite local spots. So we know they were local there. All right, and this one starts with Museum from 1978 doing Cafe on the Left Bank. We'll be back.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We'd like to do another song off the Paul McCartney and Wings London Town album. It's called Cafe on the Left Bank. Okay. For you now, that's on the top 40 charts, and I'd like to dedicate this song to the gentleman who's sitting alone here, Teddy. This is for the person that's with him. Imaginary lover. The song's called Imaginary Lover.
Thank you.
pride and pleasure, midnight fantasy, someone to share my wildest dreams with me. Imaginary lover, you're mine anytime. Imaginary lover, ooh yeah. When ordinary lovers don't feel what you feel, real life situations lose their thrill. Imagination's unreal. Imaginary lover. Imaginary lover. You're mine anytime.
Oh, well, not the smoothest transitions there, but so, yeah, that was Live Museum doing Imaginary Lover, the Atlanta Rhythm Section song.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah, and before that, Paul McCartney and Wings tune, Cafe on the Left Bank, which I've never heard anybody else do that one.
Yeah, Museum would, I guess, last only a couple more years after this.
Mm.
The original Museum actually broke off. The group splintered again, and my Uncle Matt's version of Museum became the original Museum. And they recorded another 45. And,
yeah, they have another 45.
And that was about it, yeah.
We'll need another show to get that one on. So you are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org, and stay tuned for Becky, who will be right up. Thank you, Joe, for being here. And
thanks,
everyone,
Don. It's been a pleasure.
Keep giving to the Hellraiser, and we'll see you next week.
Turn your radio program is a startin'. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. Gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio
folks, and welcome to the program. My name is Becky, and you're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. And boy, do I have a lot to tell you. We'll have a serious conversation later, but for me, happier news, I had my first day at work at a new job today. I'm almost my own boss. And it was really nice, and I'm happy about it, though I do miss my old colleagues. And so I decided that we're doing a Hellraiser right now. I'll get back to that topic later, but we're doing a lot of special shows, right? So tonight's show is going to be all about jobs and working and not working. There's so many country songs about this topic and popcorn songs about this topic if you've been playing along at home. So let's get to it. Here's Merrill Moore and Bartender's Blues. You're listening to WFMU.
I come to work at 8 o'clock and I don't get through till 4. I always tell a funny joke with every drink I pour. I like my boss and I like my job and I don't mind working nights. But in between them swinging doors sure come some funny sights. I have to stand and listen to everyone's bad news. And all I get for my troubles is the bartender's blues. Last
Last night when things were kinda dull, up to the bar came Flo. She told me what was on her mind while taking on a glow. She said her man was stepping out and tearing down her life, and if he didn't change his way, she'd go and tell his wife. I have to stand and listen to everyone's bad news, and all I get for my troubles is the bartender's blues. Comes in about 9 o'clock to get a load of cheer. They tell me all their hard luck tales while crying in their beer. The boss checks up each hour or so, and then we have a talk. He tells me how he trusted me, but he watches like a hawk. I have to stand and listen to everyone's bad news, and all I get for my troubles is the bartender's blues.
Well, I keep the wheels a-rollin', I got no time to lose. Yeah, keep the wheels a-rollin', got no time to lose. I got the mean old worried truck driver blues. Well, I never did have nothing, I got nothing much to lose. No, I never did have nothing, got nothing much to lose. I got the mean old worried truck driver blues. Ride, ride, ride on down to town. I got a honky tonk gal awaiting. I got to have my coffee now. Never did have nothing, got nothing much to lose. No, I never did have nothing, got nothing much to lose. I got the mean old